You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and Mark Welch, Aaron Carrico, and Autumn Denton.
And all of us had a wonderful weekend planting things and watching things grow. And we're talking about Murray Main Street's Farmers Market a little bit early, but it's time because we're all there. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Dina Wright had something come up, and so proud you're here. And you're a full partner in this farmers market.
I am. I have been for several years, as has Mark, and I know you're a participant on a regular basis as well.
I'm mostly a purchaser of of things to eat. Yum, yum. So it's starting May 17th.
It is. It's actually just right around the corner.
And the vendor list is huge this year.
It is really huge, and it increases every year, and we are so proud to have so many local vendors, not just from here in Kentucky, but right across the Tennessee border. We're a Kentucky Proud partner, and we really try to push to keep it local, and we're being very successful in that area.
I looked at the website and was very surprised to see all the farm listings where people can actually contact our vendors and farmers directly any time of the year now, I gather.
Yes, they can. And we actually have a couple of places downtown on the Court Square that carry market vendor, some of their craft. We also have some of their baked goods that come into Raggle Taggle, which is a store in the downtown square, on a weekly basis. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible to keep it local. We're also this year going to do again expanding our market to a couple of different areas in Murray, and I know Mark has one of those locations ready to go.
Yeah, last year we did, I think it was 3 weeks on the Murray State campus. We're planning to do that as well in conjunction with an offsite location at the Murray-Callaway County Hospital. So we're trying to shift that schedule maybe a week or two earlier than last year. Our hope is to have a farmer's market on campus perhaps in late August, taking advantage of students, faculty, and staff arriving back for the fall semester. It was well attended last year, and we, unlike the downtown market, which is on a weekend, the one here will be during the week, perhaps on a Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday or Thursday from hour span. It's
last year we did in the afternoon. I think it was 2:30 to 6.
It was cool because you could pick up stuff
on
the way home to do dinner.
I haven't decided if anybody has any input. I would love to hear it. Maybe we may find a different location on campus and move it earlier so folks can shop during their lunch hour.
Oh, okay. So where are you considering location?
Well, perhaps down below this building at 15th and Olive.
Oh, that would be splendid.
Yeah.
Very convenient.
Well,
thank you.
Okay, Kate
I'm
has one vote. All right. That's one vote. Thank you, Kate.
Now, the Saturday market is bright and early Saturdays till 1.
It is bright and early. And what's kind of funny, as the summer goes on and the hotter it gets, the earlier everyone sets up and gets
it's
out.
Like a, it's like a yard sale, though, isn't it?
I know. It kind of is. And
I want that one.
Especially when those berries start coming in and that corn. You've got to get down there early if you want the good stuff.
Oh, I know. The corn phenomenon is really something.
It's pretty intense. It can get intense on a Saturday morning.
Especially when there's like a whole truckload of corn and you're like, where'd it go?
I know. And you just want to grab ears and ears of corn. And
now, I had actually had my first corn on the cob of the season yesterday, and I was so excited about it.
So tempting.
I was afraid to buy in the market because my husband always goes, it's not right yet. You have to wait until the sweet corn comes in. But he succumbed and he bought the corn, and it was...
It just makes you
ready.
Your mouth water for summer. No.
Okay, Miss Autumn Denton, you're just sitting there pensively. You're in charge of a new project with the farmers market. Tell me about this cookbook.
Okay, well, so far we've got around 200 recipes that we've collected from community members as well as vendors in the farmers market. And we're basically putting together this fundraising cookbook. It's going to be around $10 and be ready in the mid-June or so. And each of the recipes is going to incorporate at least one or two of the ingredients you can find in the market. So it's a great way to pick it up and pick out your recipes and go find the ingredients right when you're there. I'm really excited about it. It's got some great vegetarian options. It's got some entrees. It's got desserts. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay, I want a couple of recipes just to wet my whistle here.
Okay, well.
Don't have to recite them all. I'm just talking about the essence, the title,
There's
concept.
A lot of bourbon ingredients. I found that interesting, I guess, since.
They don't like that.
Since we are in Kentucky, that's a prominent ingredient.
Jamie Penner gave us that peach cobbler recipe that looks absolutely magnificent. And Jamie Penner is a board member, and so we recruited board members to hand over some things. And I know we're after Dina to put in. She has a famous jalapeno cornbread, and there are a lot of hot peppers that appear on the farmer's market on a Saturday morning.
Keep going.
I know you mentioned corn. We have a lot of corn recipes, some corn salsa. I even saw some kind of corn dessert in there somewhere. So you can definitely utilize those leftover corn stalks if you have any.
Right. And, over the years, especially in the past 2 to 3 years, we've had a lot of meats and fresh eggs appear, some organic as well, and chicken appear on the market. So really it's becoming a one-stop shop in the summer for you to be able, like Autumn said, pick up that cookbook, support local, support Main Street, and kind of make some fresh dishes right there.
Well, the other thing I always think about is Christmas, because all of the woodworking people and the craftspeople offer wares that are great to give later on.
Oh, the wood cutting boards are beautiful, and the baskets, and they're absolutely
and
beautiful.
And bedding plants and herbs. Oh, my goodness. Can't we get this going earlier?
I know. That'll be the first thing that you see the first weekends that we have in May. You will see a lot of the plants, a lot of the herbs that you can go for the summer. And those will be the first things that come in, as well as the greens. And then the first crop of strawberries should come in, and they should be pretty sweet. We've had quite a bit of rain, so hopefully they're really sweet this year.
Oh, my goodness. Parting shots, anyone?
Support local. Support local, be Kentucky proud. This is a true gem for Murray, Kentucky.
If you've read Wendell Berry's citizenship papers, he has always been a big proponent of local economy and eating local foods, and I say a hearty amen to that. See you on May 17th.
Adam, you get the last word. I did it on purpose.
Oh, that was just mean, Kate. Yeah, come down and eat locally and shop at our market. It's going to be, I'm really excited. It's my first summer to even be here for it. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope to see everyone there.
Excellent. Murray Main Street and CVB Farmers Market opening May 17th at 7 a.m.
Be there early or you'll get no berries.
Thanks all for being here today.
Thank you.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.